Well, folks, welcome to one more edition of Politics and Random. Berto is your host. Thank you so kindly for being here and part of the show. We are going to have a great show for you today. Welcome aboard. Tank Murdoch says, let's go, Brian. Let's go, Brandon. Hello, hello, hello. E2247, welcome aboard. Alistair Waters, my Conroe sister, who we should be meeting in person in the next couple of weeks or so. Paul Fleming checking in from ATL. How you doing, brother Paul? Paul Fleming Jr. and Senior. Let's see, AVQ watching Twitch. Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. Who else is here? Let's see. AVQ has some messages there that we're going to read after the interview. And likewise, we have... Paravet. Okay, those are what we have in the chat for now. Let me tell you, I got to go finish up a few things real quickly. So while I'm doing that, we're going to have an interview that I did a while back that I got to run into. And then we're going to read Michael Rodnin's great research and all the other stuff from all you folks. Keep the faith, stay here, and let's go ahead and listen to Dr. Julie Gatza. This is one of those fillers that I did several months ago, but it's worth a listen to. Let's go ahead and listen to the good doc.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Here we go right this minute. Welcome to one more edition of Politics and Random. Berto Willis, your host. As you know, we're a political show, but you know, politics involves every part of your body. And every so often we do a little change up here. So today we decided to have health educator, Dr. Julie Gatza, AKA Dr. Julie. She's one of the nation's top chiropractic physicians with 30 years of clinical practice, during which she assisted many thousands of patients resolve a wide variety of physical ailments using her understanding of the nervous system, nutrition, and alternative therapies, something that I love to hear about. Dr. Gatza's mission with each patient is to enhance their body's potential to heal itself. In these political times, isn't that something that we need? Dr. Julie, welcome to Politics Done Right.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Look, first of all, what is this thing about millennials feel like they are being chased by lions all the time and it's killing them? You see, I have a millennial and I tell you that it's the life that I'm living watching her in that sort of domain. Tell me a little bit about that, first of all.
Well, I have one also, and I do believe that I mentioned that in the little write-up because of the fact that we have an adrenal system, and the adrenal system is supposed to be set up that sits on top of your kidneys, and it's there for the fight and flight. It's when things were really stressful, you're getting chased by the dog on the bicycle and you need to pedal faster. It was for short-term, tremendous boosts of energy. And when you weren't using it, it had time to recover. Well, what's happening in our society now is we're under tremendous stress. We're under tremendous pressure. The world has changed. The finances, everyone has to make a lot of money just to get by. And there's a lot of pressure on everyone, really. But these millennials have not really had much downtime on this area. So their adrenal system is overworked. And thus, that affects their overall health. They're still young. They still have reserves. But they're getting beat up faster than we were at that age, and it will show up shortly unless they start to do some things that are smarter and healthier for the body, and maybe even more than what we had to do, because our food has changed, our society has changed, our eating habits and our things that we think is okay to do, we never did when we grew up. And we both know it's not the greatest for these millennials, all the coffee they drink and the weird drinks and the Red Bulls and all these strange things that they're putting into their body to try to make energy instead of letting the body relax and make its own.
No, I centralize sort of on millennials because that is one of the things that I think you speak a whole lot about. But in this time of this political angst, this political polarization where people are at each other's throat, that is sort of a stressful thing too, isn't it? Something that, you know, on my program, I try to bring unity to folks. I try to tell folks, irrespective of folks' ideology, we really need to try to get together to try to calm things down. What do you say about that?
I say it starts with food. And it sounds silly, but it is something we do at least, you know, once a day, most of us three times a day. And when people are hyped up, when they're not sleeping well, when they're eating poorly, they're going to be more reactive. They're going to be more, you know, short fused. They're going to be more willing to, you know, have road rage and weird, you know, things that if they were fed correctly and they had enough sleep, they would probably think twice about, you know, reacting that way to others. So for 30 years that I've been a doctor, I always focus on food and digestion first, because if you can get the good food, you can digest those nutrients, put them into your bloodstream, you're going to be as healthy as you can be, because you're going to have an efficient system and you won't be running on empty and then expecting to perform like you're running on full.
So you really do think that a lot of the way we are, the anxiety that we have, and all these things, if we were better fed, we would have better feelings, better ways of dealing with people just because we are fed better?
I've seen it for so many times, I can't tell you. I didn't even know that this was this true, but I have patients that come in who, you know, have anxiety, they're depressed, they're quick-tempered, they're short-fused. And when we correct their diet, everybody, including them around them, says, wow, they are so much better. I can't believe it. They're really, you know, all the better definitions and adjectives that you want to use for them, but they're calmer, they're sleeping better, they're not so irritable, they're, you know, nicer, and they like themselves, they're not so weepy. And the fact is, it really does come from, are we missing a tremendous amount of nutrients in our diets, which absolutely we are. Why are we now more unhealthy than we used to be? Let's just say 20 years ago, we have an upswing on so many diseases, and it's because we haven't put the focus, we haven't taught our children way from, you know, kindergarten and fifth grade and high school, how to, you know, select good foods, prepare good foods, serve good foods, eat good foods. Instead, we've allowed it to go roughshod. And, you know, fast food is everywhere and it's the expected, and people don't know how to cook the way that our grandparents did and we were taught. And, you know, it's really, it's gone in the way of, we aren't fed nutrients. So we are being affected our health-wise and our mental state.
No, you've kind of centralized on millennials, and I think teenagers. How do their systems really differ from anybody else's? And, you know, right now as it is, a lot of folks, if you take a look at the commercials on TV and the ads on TV right now, seems like they're always selling something for your gastric system, right?
That's right. I mean, I've put the most attention on the digestive system, because I found that if you corrected the digestive system, you could handle a lot of the chronic problems. I'm a chiropractor, so you would think, well, what the heck is a chiropractor doing correcting people's digestion? Isn't that just a bone person? But let's say somebody comes in with a chronic neck problem. They've been everywhere. They've taken everything. When we correct their system digestively, we make sure that they're making enough enzymes. They're taking enzymes to break down their foods. It gets rid of the inflammation in the body. So if you're adjusting their neck now starts to hold. People with migraines, you know, all over the Olympics last night, I saw commercials for migraines and I thought, oh my goodness, they just haven't seen me. And the fact is, they needed to correct the digestive system, eat the right foods, get the correct enzymes in, adjust the spine. And, you know, there's barely been a migraine I haven't seen that we haven't been able to correct. Now, that's just saying, because I've got a nice formula, it works for so many other things in people's lives. And the difference between millennials is, this is the time now that they should be storing nutrition. This is the time that they should have a vault full of reserves. And those reserves will help them in stressful times. Those reserves will help as they get older. And they're missing out on correct and putting the reserves in. So when they turn 30 and 35 and 40, and they wonder why they feel not so great, and they, you know, are having a hard time, it's because now was the time that they should have been, you know, sort of storing up for winter, to say, so to speak.
Well, and what would you consider a good diet anyway? I'm just curious about that, because I know the people that are listening to me say, okay, Gberto, since you brought on somebody on food and all that kind of stuff, all right, just tell us what we should be eating.
Okay. So one, I want to mention the fact that you can have a good diet, but if you can't break down those foods, it really becomes sort of a silly game, because you can put all the best food in, but you have to be able to have the enzymes to break it down. I've seen over 90% of the patients that come into my office are missing the adequate amount of digestive enzymes just to break down the food that they're putting on their plate. So that means they're already behind the eight ball and they're not getting the nutrients into the bloodstream. And the only way we can ever be healthy is with nutrition. You can't lay in a bathtub of vitamins and expect to be healthy. You can only get it from what you can put into the body, the quality of it, and then how do you absorb it? So with that, I've been giving high quality digestive enzymes for 30 years of being a doctor. The one that I use right now is Absorbaid. So I put them on Absorbaid for each meal so that they can get the most bang for their buck every time they're eating. So what should they eat? They should first and foremost not skip meals, and they should be eating protein, whether that's in the form of eggs, meat, fish, chicken. I don't care what form you want to eat that protein, but that is the most complicated of the foods. It's the one that the cells need the most. It's the one that the body really, really performs well. And that's the first food that should be going in. Second should be steamed green vegetables. And then everything else comes after that. So a lot of people are eating a lot of carbohydrates. They're having a cup of coffee and a bagel on the way out of the house. They're feeding their kid a bowl of cereal and expecting them to perform well in school and be smart and get along with others and not space out and not be surly or upset. And the fact is, we're not giving our kids enough protein, and we're allowing these fast foods to be thrown at them. And it's easy and convenient, and it certainly fills us up, but it does not have nutrients. So now how do we perform in a day when we don't have nutrition? We have to go to our reserves. Well, what if you don't have reserves? Now you're, you know, a weepy, surly mess. And, you know, now your kid has learning problems. And the fact is, well, of course they do, but it's not from what you think. It's from the adequate nutrition that they should be getting in the first place. Our grandparents got it.
I have a little time left, but you kind of tickled me, so I'm going to go a tiny bit over here. Question. Usually we hear about eating vegetables first, more greens, et cetera, et cetera. Are you reversing that by saying, no, we need more protein by weight than vegetables and starches? And also, or can we replace animal protein with a combination of plant protein? Your thoughts on that?
Well, there's many countries in this world that don't eat animals, and a lot of vegans and vegetarians that are very healthy and do it right, but they do it right. They don't eat pasta for breakfast and lunch and dinner and bread. And we in America aren't taught very well how to be vegans and vegetarians. So we rely on the carbohydrates. And of course, I've seen patient after patient not be super healthy that are eating that way. So I don't care how you get that protein, but you do have to do it correctly. If you are going to do it without animals, then you need to soak your beans for a day or two. That breaks down the outside tissue and allows you to absorb it better. And that is the proper way to prepare beans and legumes, but we aren't taught that. We just open up the can and call it, you know, a bean day. And the fact is, yes, I think protein is more important than anything, because I've seen a lot of patients over the years that say, I hate vegetables, I'm sick. And I say, all right. And they say, well, I don't know how to get better without eating vegetables. And I said, well, you do need to eat protein, knock out these things, take these nutrients, get the enzymes in, and you will get the most you can from the things that you are eating. So everyone needs more vegetables. Nobody's eating enough of them. So I don't mean to put that down, but the first thing that goes on the plate should be the steak, the chicken, the fish, the meat of any kind, and eggs. Eggs are a perfect food. It comes in its own container. You can make it hard boiled. There's a million ways to do it. You can hide the taste if you don't like them. And it's a perfect food that goes into the body and allows you to have the energy and make the energy you're supposed to.
And when you're talking about eggs, you're not necessarily just talking egg whites. You're talking about the full egg.
The full egg. It's perfect. Now, eggs have cholesterol, but the cholesterol is not the thing that causes high cholesterol in our bodies. Our bodies make 80% of the cholesterol that we have. 20% of it is just from diet. So I have seen so many people with tremendous high cholesterol eating eggs, eliminating the other things that were barraging their system as far as just bad choices. And they could eat as many eggs as they want, and their cholesterol came down, 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 down. So it wasn't the eggs. It's just a lot of times people with high cholesterol do have poor diets. So, you know, if they're eating crappy, sorry, if they're eating poorly overall, you want to clean up the whole system and not just eliminate eggs because they have cholesterol in them.
Well, I think, Dr. Julie, we got a good synopsis, a tiny, tiny synopsis of eating right and what, you know, how to make your diet a little bit healthier, how to make your diet politically healthier as well. No, I'm kidding. But I tell you what, why don't you tell us how folks can reach you, have a chat with you, maybe see what you're all about to see what you have to, you know, if they can see it through your eyes.
Certainly. There's a website that they can get onto, which is called naturessources.com. And they can read about the Absorb-Aid. They can read about the different forms it comes in. There's lots of information there. There's the importance of enzymes can't be stressed. It's not something you're going to see on commercials. Instead, you're going to see how to fix your digestive problems or how to get rid of the symptoms. You're going to see a million different drugs for a million different things. But if you actually get the nutrition from your food by taking something like the Absorb-Aid, you're going to get the most that you possibly can.
Dr. Julie Gatz, also known as simply Dr. Julie, thank you so kindly for having been on Politics Done Right. I think our viewers have a little bit better interest in their digestive tract right now.
I'm happy. That's my purpose.
Thank you. All right, folks, I hope you enjoyed that. First of all, let me tell the new folks hello. Daniel Ledoux just joined us. Eric Hayes, Paul Fleming. How you doing? Alistair Waters, welcome aboard. Tank Murdoch, welcome aboard. Let's see who else have we got here on the list. We also have Paul Fleming. Sheba Las Vegas, welcome Sheba Las Vegas. Let's see who else. Peggy Lopez, welcome aboard. Michael is always here, my dear. Okay, who else do I have? If I missed you, just throw your name to the bottom and I'll be sure to call you out. Anyway, let's go ahead with Michael Rodinson. January 6th probe says Pence's life was in danger during Capitol riot after he rejected Trump's demands. All those insurrectionists storming the Capitol chanting hang Mike Pence wasn't enough of a clue. Why were they after Mike Pence? Because he wouldn't overturn a valid result. From CNBC, the select panel probing the Capitol riot detailed the intense pressure that President Donald Trump and his allies heaped on Vice President Mike Pence to reject key electoral votes on January 6, 2021. The hearing focused heavily on John Eastman. Yes, yes, yes. Likewise, USA Today from Michael. EPA finds no safe level for two toxic forever chemicals found in many U.S. water systems. Studies have linked these forever chemicals to different types of cancers, low birth weights, and other health ailments. More than 96% of Americans have at least FPAS in their blood. Studies show dangers are most studied for PFOA, PFOS, which are used heavily in consumer goods before a voluntary agreement between the EPA and the industry phased them out domestic production in 2000s. Since then, the amount of PFOAs and PFOs in the blood of every American has fallen, but scientists are now concerned about a newer generation of replacement chemicals that some studies show are also toxic. This will all alarm bells for consumers, for regulators, and for manufacturers. I didn't know about these at all. Scott Faber, the senior vice president of the Environmental Work Group, a national government profit. Please, folks, continue reading that. I'm not going to finish that. It's just a little bit left, but please go ahead and check that out. Thanks for that, Rudnan. I didn't know about that. SciTech Daily, major scientific breakthrough toward the benefits of exercise in a pill. Exercise in a pill? I've heard about that, but I didn't know it was real. Lactate is synthesized from lactate, a byproduct of strenuous exercise that is responsible for the burning sensation in muscles, and phenylalanine, an amino acid that is one of the building blocks of proteins. In mice with diet-induced obesity, fed a high-fat diet, a high dose of lactate suppressed food intake by about 50% compared to control mice over a period of 12 hours without affecting their movement or energy expenditures. Give me that pill! I need it! When administered to the mice for 10 days, lactate reduced cumulative food intake and body weight, owing to loss of body fat and improved glucose tolerance. Considering that around 73% of Americans are overweight, this might be important. I want it. Now. Please. I'll take it. I'll be your guinea pig. All right, let's get busy. Hi, guys. Hello, relatives from E2247. Tank Murdoch says, let's go, Brandon. Come on, boy. June 16 here in full transcript. Thanks to NPR and CQ. Thank you very much for that information and that link from E2247. Luddig's warning is at the bottom. Judge Michael Luddig is one of the leading conservative legal thinkers in the U.S. And remember, I played his warning yesterday. If you missed it, check it out on yesterday's show. Alistair Waters says she can't wait for us to meet. I need to prepare that thing that you create, you put there, and everybody select the times and dates that they can make it. So I'm going to prepare one of those and send it out. Let's see who else we got here. And I hope all our people come, both from the right and the left, because let's break bread, enjoy some good laughs, and give each other a hard time. I'd love to do that kind of stuff. Let's see. Obama never stood up for the death penalty, nor Bernie in the industrial, the military industrial complex. So how do we expect more from Biden or Congress? Any questions? Embarrassment to the empire. I love the way you think, E2247, because you hit the nail on the head. I always talk about the gravity of the presidency and the powers that be and how controlled they really are. Pushback by oil and guess. Someone will be wrong. Biden changed the lease tax from 12.5 to 18.75. What's the problem with that? Again, it's free oil. I don't want to hear anything about, somehow because we increase a tax that is near too damn little for the extraction of gas. Do you realize that oil is in that ground, not because of anything these oil companies did, but because it's been there, belongs to us all. And those who have the power to extract it are the ones who profit from it. And we get 12 or 18.7% for a lease, a tax lease. Are you kidding me? And you have the nerve to put that there, brother? Do you understand what you're writing? Not to mention the other restrictions. More production won't lower costs. It is cost more to produce. They are making trillions in profits. And it has increased over the years. In other words, that extra cost of the gas. I mean, do you guys think about this? They complain about all the bad things that Biden is doing to the oil industries, why the price of oil is high. But the only people that are making a ton of money on this increased price are the ones who are complaining. Don't you see the ridiculousness in that? Again, I repeat, I need you to understand this, because this shows you how the Powell Manifesto has made people dumb. Listen to this. It's important. The people that are complaining about Biden's policy are making more money with Biden's policies than they're not. Wait a minute. I got to repeat again. The people who are the oil companies that are complaining about Biden's policies, the increase in price that they're charging us, the money that they're ripping off from us, is not going to anyone else but them. The CEOs are making more. The shareholders are making more. The executives are making more. And then you have the nerve to ask, well, maybe if Biden will lower, well, you know, when it was lower, they were making less. Come on, let's stop allowing them to think, allowing them to make us think stupidly. Please, they are making more profits now. How dare you get on their sides, people? Please, well, not people. Most of you are sensible. All right, Michael Rodin says, Egberto, why repeat the "Let's Go Brandon" right wing bubble rubble rouse cry again? I read the message, and I mean, yes, I mean, it's irony, Michael. I know you may not get it, but trust me, it's an irony. Don't get too twisted up about it, my brother. Tank Murdoch with Trump. Let's continue. Eastman incorrectly limits select committee's mandate. It extends to facts, circumstances, and causes relating to the Jan 6 domestic. Exactly. Eric Hope. Finally, hopefully no political agenda with Julie. No, I don't. There's no political agenda with Julie. I want everybody to eat healthy. And I interviewed her last year. I just never played her because I didn't have a spot for it, right? All right, continue. In every case, because they are cuddled, I don't know what you're talking about. Let's see. Shiba Las Vegas says, Happy Friday, Egberto Willis. Shiba Las Vegas, Happy Friday. Are you in Las Vegas, Shiba? You know, I used to go to the Imperial Valley. I also went to that gold one, the one that has the false beach. In the middle of the desert, you have a real beach. I forgot what they call it. And then I stayed also in the pyramid. I love Las Vegas. My wife doesn't like Las Vegas. But I think what I really like are those buffets that never used to be so expensive. I don't know how they are now. All right, Michael Rodden says, what's next? Gonna blame Four Loko for our healthcare. Good one, good one, good one, good one, good one. All right, Daniel Ledo says, indeed, Egberto and his Marxist buddies are all for killing their political opposition. Even here, folks are contemplating poisoning conservatives. Such hypocrisy is stunning. I want you to tell me that to my face when you come to meet us for our meetup, Daniel Ledo. I want you to tell me that in our face. So I hope when I put out the doodle, that's the word, the doodle. When I put out the doodle, I want you there with us. You know we're going to give you a big hug and a back slap and all of that, Ledo. All right, Eric Hayes says, try some Metamucil and get more sleep. No, you don't want to use Metamucil, which is a false chemical. You want it to be what God grew on this planet or what the supreme being grew. Michael says, more fruits and veggies. Sure, salad is my favorite. I love salads. The only problem is that some of the stuff that I like to put on salad is not the healthiest thing, you know. Peggy Lopez says, hi all, practicing balloons for tomorrow. Bringing back my balloon business that has been on hold due to COVID and my surgery earlier this year. Looking forward, had to do it in these times. You go, girl. You kick some butt with those balloons. Now, I don't know what kind of balloons we're talking about. Are we talking about balloons, hot air balloons? Or are we talking about your balloons that you blow up and chafe and all that good stuff? Anyhow, so let us know. Shiba, Whole Foods for me. I agree with you, dear Shiba. Shiva Las Vegas also says exercise. That is correct. Hey, while I was taking care of my daughter in D.C., I had only exercised at the place in her apartment building one time because it was very tiring, you know, doing the show, doing my research, cooking, all that kind of stuff. It was just sort of difficult to get into the workout frame. So I came back to Houston and I've already worked out, I think, 7 days, 8 days, I think. I think it's 8 days that I've worked out. It's hard. You know, I used to be able to go on the cycle for an entire hour, sweating like hell. I started out at 20 minutes, and then I zoomed up to 25 minutes. I'm up to 30 minutes now. So I think I'm going to stay at 30 minutes and start incorporating weight training, because that is something I used to hate to do, weight training. I'm going to do weight training now again, because I'm not going back to the gym. I'm using the gym at home. All right, let's see what else we got here. Let's see. Eric Hayes says, Paul, this is for you. Push back by oil and guess someone will be wrong. Biden changed the lease. Oh, there you go again. All right. Alistair Waters, spinach needs to be cooked in order to get its benefits as well as digest. I didn't know that, Alistair. You know, we eat most of our spinach raw. Now you're telling me I need to cook my spinach. Thank you for telling me that, but I didn't know. See why I tell you I have the best audience? Folks know their stuff. They teach me stuff. Eric Hayes says, thank gosh, no politics in her message. Yep, there you go. Shiva Las Vegas says, thanks, Egberto. Daniel Edo says, killing air and water. For your information, those are not alive. Don't know what they're talking about. All right. Eric Hayes says, USA Today deletes 23 articles by one reporter after review finds quotes appear to be fabricated. This is why no one trusts typical media. And are you trying to say that right-wing media is better than what we find here? These guys found their erroneous stuff and they removed these articles. What's ironic is the right will put false information out there and stick with it. Come on. Come on. Eric Hayes, question, why does the administration want to hire 80,000 IRS agents to go after 790 billionaires? That's not what they want. They need to process things. I have a tax return from 2020. I'm still waiting. I am still waiting on my 2021 return. I'm still waiting on my the money back from my 2021. I don't know how comes I got money back this time. I think it had something to do with how little I made. So I'm still waiting for that. And they still haven't mail that I keep checking it every so often, and it's like, we haven't processed it yet. That's why they need the 80,000. This is a country of millions, of over 300 million people. Yeah, they need to hire those folks, because all the other administration released a lot of them to enhance cheating. Eric Hayes, here's your real, that's not a real Afghanistan story. Why do you think it's more real than what we know? Why do you think it's more real than what we know? Because it has a right-wing spin? All right, Daniel Ledo says, Paul Fleming, ever hear of taxes and Social Security? Try not paying them and you will see what the government is capable of forcing you to do. Wow. Ari Case, can't supplement pills for exercise. Just get outside and do something, walk or something. That's what I do. But man, if I could, I actually, technically speaking, that statement is not true. You don't know that. You look at what the science of exercise does. And if you put something in, again, that's where you need to learn about abstraction. Maybe if you put something in the body that creates the same reaction that you would by moving your muscles, actually it can be done. I just don't know how. All right. Hey, says Egberto, you can have the sun and wind. I love the sun and wind. You're right about that. All right. Let's see what else we got. Carl Cox says, MAGA corporations are responsible for inflation. That's a statement of fact. Not Biden, American government. That is also a statement of fact. Big oil is capping all wells as excuse to raise profits and paying little or no taxes. Let me tell you about the capping of wells, okay? This is important. Remember yesterday I wrote that article that said there is an oil glut. There's a couple of people at Daily Coast that refuted it that they should reread it. Common sense, we don't have to ask about common sense. If Russia continues to pump oil and in effect pump more oil, and India and China are buying up that oil, there is an oil glut on the market, period. And what you're seeing as pricing of the oil, it's math. It's simple math. They don't want you to see it. It's the same thing that I just did with Eric, where Eric just proved that the silly brainwashing works. Because here are the companies that are complaining about what Biden is doing when they're making a ton more profit under Biden with his policies than they made before, right? But that's not what it is. It's what all they are is opportunistic parasites. That's all the oil companies are. Opportunistic parasites. They produce nothing of value, or rather they produce something of value that they get for near free. They're parasites. Remember that. They are your ultimate parasites. Eric Hayes says, Egberto, energy is a future market, and if there's no support via Biden policy decision, then you just can't flip an energy switch. Actually, yes, you can flip an energy switch, because there are a lot of closed wells. The problem, though, is there's no reason to open the wells, because we don't have a shortage. That's why you can go to any gas station in the United States of America and buy as much gas or diesel as you want. Again, people, think. There's no shortage, but the price of oil has more than doubled. No shortages, and people are using the same amount of oil, but the price goes up. It defies even the capitalist notion that people like to claim it is. That's why I always talk about capitalism being a fraud. You know why? Because it's a fraud. Carl Cox says, commodities market, stock market are rigged in favor of mega rich. Of course, you have more capital, you make more money, and you pay less taxes. Michael Rudden says, Daniel Ledo, some 40% of American seniors rely solely on Social Security and Medicare. Yes, they do. All right, let's see. Biden administration is considering restrictions on U.S. refiners' ability to export petroleum products to combat rising prices. And you know, it's funny. Biden doesn't have to do that. There is no shortage of oil. Madre mía, carajo, that they can't see that. Shiva Las Vegas says, nope, in Maryland. All right, girl, what is SS again? I don't know what SS mean, but I just left Maryland. All right, let's see. Michael Ronan says, Daniel Ledo, this problem is bigger than your individual ability to cover yourself with your 401k, whatever your retirement plan is. You know, with these people who think 401ks can really work as an insurance policy, let them get sick. See that 401k disappear in 1 year. You got a couple of millions in your 401k, goes in a couple of years. Restrictions on exports would probably do more harm than good. Eric Hayes, man, you should look it up and doing your work to You just gave up a freaking list. Don't know what that means. All right, main benchmark for U.S. gasoline is a reformulated blend stock for oxygenated blend. That is one that includes alcohol, grain alcohol, which is futures contract that is delivered to New York Harbor and is priced more off the international prices than those in the interior of the U.S. Yvette Avery, welcome to Politics Done Right, my beautiful lady. Macaroni said, Egberto, yeah, if your salad is drenched in salad dressing, ruins the salad. Yep. And you know what? My wife found this mango vinegar type salad dressing. It's more sugar than fat, but damn, it's good. Egberto, I have to hold the ranch dressing on those salads. Yes, sir, and the croutons. I don't do the croutons. I try not to do the croutons, though. But the salad dressing, I got to learn not to use all that ranch, man. You guys are so, so right, Eric. You're so right about that confounded ranch. I love ranch. Anyhow, while gasoline prices along the less populous Gulf Coast and Midwest might drop, doing so also would damage U.S.-European relations as the U.S. tries to support Europe's energy diversification strategy away from Russian oil. Eric Hayes says, lifetime still, Egberto. Lifetime. Oh, no, I'm not a member of Lifetime anymore. I went ahead and got a cheaper one. Lifetime was costing me, I think, almost $70 or $80 a month. And I got one that was charging $16 a month. And during the pandemic, I even canceled that one. So I'm just working out at home right now. I'm keeping my costs low because of, you know, Politics Done Right doesn't pay well. So I have to kind of eliminate a lot of those other costs that I used to have. Remember, Eric, we used to work out at, 4:30 in the mornings? I'll see all you guys there, and you guys will be calling me that pinko liberal. I was surrounded with a whole bunch of conservative guys, and they all called me a pinko liberal, you know. I would walk in there, and there's the pinko liberal. I live in a very conservative area, but I love these guys. They give me hell, and I give them hell right back, because I know the thing about this liberal, or I don't call myself a liberal. I'm a left-wing progressive. Thing about this left-wing progressive is he knows his stuff and he knows that they're wrong, you know. Anyway, Bridge MCP says, hey peeps, late wasn't a hot... Oh, are you okay, my dear beautiful lady? What's wrong? Let us know what's wrong, girl. You know you got to let us know what's wrong, if you can. Macaroni says, healthy eating is a political message. Conservatives forgot Michelle Obama. Yeah, I remember that. All right, long-term support, not attacks and conjectures. Texas oil and gas President Tots issued the following statement in response to President Biden's letter to companies. It is encouraging the administration now seems to be embracing oil and natural gas. I'm not going to read that. That's a stupid comment. I just read ahead some of them. All right. We need to leave oil and gas. But while we're leaving it, we still want people to survive with it as they have to. It's not one or the other. It's a transition. But we need to leave it. Punto y final. All right, IRS agents don't do returns. Look, when they said they don't mean 80,000 IRS agents, they mean 80,000 IRS workers. Your right-wingers changed that to mean we're going to have 80,000 agents running around checking your pockets. That's not what it is. All right, Maywood says, I'm currently in workshop with everyone in. You go, Maywood. Michael Ren says, conservatives only love the Second Amendment. I got to play videos. The Second Amendment's about the Constitution. Take, for example, U.S. Constitution 16th Amendment. The Congress shall have power to lay and collect taxes on incomes from whatever source derived without apportioning among the several states and without regard to any census or enumeration. They don't like that, but they claim to love the Constitution. All right, let's see. Okay. Let me go ahead and quickly get down to a few. Millions of leaky and abandoned oil, and this is from Rudden. Millions of leaky and abandoned oil and gas wells are threatening lives and climate through carbon dioxide emission are easily the largest contributor to climate change. In terms of volume, methane, the second largest contributor, is actually 86 times more potent than trapping greenhouse gases. Yes, we know that. 281 tons of methane. Wow. Okay, you guys can read that offline because I got to do some other stuff. All right, we have Eric Hayes says Biden's letter was even written by him, but good people are fighting back. Silver Springs, Maryland. My daughter used to live in Silver Springs before she moved into D.C. proper. I love Silver Springs. She lived off of Georgia Avenue. C.L. Stevenson says, thanks for all you do, sir. Cheers, an American fan in France. Thank you, C.L. Stevenson. Love you, brother. Love you, love you, love you. All right, let's see. Michael says, my favorite salad dressing, wishbone Italian robusta dressing, plus a little bit of red pepper. That sounds a lot healthier than ranch. But it tastes good, too. I like Italian dressing. Carl Cox, it's hot and getting hotter in my part of the country. So hot that you can cook an 8-inch thick frozen to a well-done in 20 minutes in a car that sits out all day in the hot sun. Fact. Wow, that's hot. Sister MCP is in the house. Wow, Eric loves you, MCP. Carl Cox, an 8-inch frozen steak, that is. Wow. All right, let's go ahead and get some videos in. Egberto, sorry that post about capping wells was too long. Short version, if we cap all the leaky wells, it will make a notable difference in our carbon emissions. Wow, that's good to know. All right, folks, I want to play you. All the while we're talking, the Republicans are telling you, taxes are high, or not taxes are high. Republicans are out there telling you, you need to hire us because inflation is high. Inflation is high and it's the fault of Biden. I love what Stephanie Ruhle did here. Check this out and we'll take it on the other side.
For the first time, gas prices are now averaging over $5 a gallon. That's a lot of money. One estimate, Mark Zandi, he's now saying that households are now spending about $160 more on gas a month than they were a year ago. And if you think gas prices are up, other things are up as well. Food prices. It seems like everything out there we're buying costs more. So why? Well, you've got to look at what's happening around the world. The war in Ukraine is obviously having a huge impact on gas prices, but they're also a really big exporter of grains, wheats. That's causing food prices to go up. But what's important to remember, it's causing prices to go up around the world. We also still have supply chain issues. Because China has been shut down, that impacts the supply chain. And this inflation that we're dealing with, other countries are dealing with it as well. Canada, Mexico, Europe, around the world. But for the American consumer out there, they don't necessarily care that prices are high around the world. They care that it matters here. But there are bright spots in the economy. Our jobs market is still very strong. Our wages are up. And despite prices being higher, we are still seeing people spending. In fact, we're expecting going into this summer, very high demand for travel, people flying, people driving. We might not like spending these higher prices, but we're willing to do it. And right now, all the focus is on the Federal Reserve. Because when we could say, what is the president doing? He's not doing much because he can't. It's about the Federal Reserve. They're going to raise interest rates this week, possibly half a percentage point. And here's why this matters. If they raise rates too quickly, well, that could dip us into recession. And if they don't do it enough, prices could keep rising and rising and inflation hurts. But what's also important to remember as we're dealing with this, this can't be solved overnight. And Republicans right now are using inflation to push people to the polls because it's really hard for us. So I ask you, just like we're asking the president and this administration, what are you doing about inflation? Well, Republicans say it's the number one issue for the American people. Ask them, if they win in November, what are they going to do?
Well, the one thing that we have to prevent is from them winning in November if we don't want to see several crises, because we know they have no interest in the average American citizen. We know that from a fact. Based on the policies they support, they have no interest in making your lives better. So we can't allow these things to change make it possible that they get elected. So going forward, let's remember that. Ask them how specifically what would they do to reduce inflation? And you know what? They have no answers. They'll just say, oh, we'll cut taxes. Okay, how does that solve the problem? Remember, Republicans never have answers. Remember, progressive Democrats are the ones who support the policies most Americans want, bar none. And what we have to do is get more progressives in office and make sure that the neoliberal Democrats that remain, that we keep them corralled and force them to vote accordingly, else be primaried in their elections. And that we have to start getting very strict about that. Effective 2022, when we take the House again, when we hold on to the House, We have to make it absolutely clear to neoliberal Democrats that you don't support the American people with the progressive policies that they are requesting, that they will be, they absolutely will be primaried. So, Stephanie Rule, you're absolutely right. Ask those who claim they have the answers what specifically they are going to do. Most of the times you'll find that they have no answers. They'll have no answers. So don't fall for it at all, at all, at all.
Politics Done Right depends on you to keep doing what we do. What do? We make sure to keep, number one, the internet seeded with blogs and information to counter the right and to present what progressives represent for the benefit of us all, to everybody, so that it's not misread, misled by any other entity. We make sure and populate that internet with blogs, with videos, with all these other things to make sure that we are informed and to counter everything that you normally hear that are lying at the right. We also make sure to create articles in magazines, articles in newspapers all around the country to ensure, again, that our message gets out there. Last but not least, we also write books. As you see it, Class Warfare, The Only Resort to Right-Wing Doom, How to Make America Utopia, are two of the many books that I've written on these issues. So please support us in one of many ways. Numero uno, you can support us at PayPal, either one time or monthly. Go to politicsdoneright.com/PayPal. You can support us on Patreon. That is politicsdoneright.com/Patreon. Patreon is spelled P-A-T-R-E-O-N. You can support us by becoming a part of our YouTube channel, going to politicsdoneright.com/YouTube, or you can support us in many other forms that you can find at politicsdoneright.com/support. Be sure to visit our store, politicsdoneright.com/store, and get our books at politicsdoneright.com/books. Politics Done Right depends on you to keep doing what we do. What do? We make sure to keep, number one, the internet seeded.
Yes, yes, yes. We depend on you to keep this stuff going. So thank you so kindly, folks, for supporting us. Please check out those links that I also included in the field out there. I have another video. What time is it? Yeah, I got time for that video. Matthew Dowd had some messages for Democrats. And an interesting message for those on the right. Check this out, and then we'll take it on the other side. My friend Matthew Dowd once again has some good advice for Democrats. Work on your strength. Fight with your strength. And make sure that what's the vulnerability of the other side is exposed. Check this out, and then we'll take it on the other side.
Matt, when you combine how inflation is weighing on Joe Biden, bad news for Biden, and how the hearings are bad news for Trump, does this end up in some perverse way being an open lane for Mitch McConnell to kind of get what he wants, no Trump and hurt Biden?
Well, Mitch McConnell's problem is that he has not done anything to put guardrails on his own party. And so what he's done is, if it was only Donald Trump out there saying crazy stuff and doing crazy things and allowing a majority of the country to dislike him, that's one thing. The problem is he now has candidate after candidate after candidate that says as bizarre or worse things than Donald Trump that are running for the United States Senate or running for Congress or running for governor, running for Secretary of State. That's the problem the Republicans have in this. So when voters look at the choice between, okay, I don't agree with Democrats on all these issues, but over there, there are a bunch of nutcases over there. There are a bunch of people that want to dismantle our democracy over there. That's the choice that people have to make. You can say you may disagree with me on student loan, on forgiving student loans, or you may not like inflation, but do you really want to turn the country over to One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
I don't think so. And, you know, when you go over what a lot of these Republicans are saying, these MAGA Republicans are saying, I mean, you know that most of the country is not there. Most of the country does not believe that stuff. I mean, they're incredible that Chavez somehow influenced our election, a dead man influenced our election, that there are bamboos in male ballots, etc. So we're searching for that to find the fraud in the election, that somehow Donald Trump is going to return triumphant and what he did for the country was great. Do you really think most Americans believe that? So therefore, you don't work on the strength on that right now Biden's numbers are low. Biden's numbers are low because the economy is the economy is doing much better than it could. But the reality is we have allowed the corporations to run away. Inflation isn't because we have shortages. Inflation is not because of the supply chain problem. I want to ask you guys the questions over and over again because you're being manipulated. What have you attempted to buy in a grocery store, at the gas station, or whatever that you could not purchase? The reason the prices are high is because those who have prices know that you have extra money and they are going to take it away by raising prices on issues. If it really had anything to do with real supply chain problems, etc., then let me guarantee you that there would be shortages. Let me guarantee you that the record profits not ever seen by certain corporations would not be seen, because that money wouldn't be profit. It would be in their supply being more expensive. Look, even the Russian oil problem. There really isn't an oil shortage. There should be an oil glut. Russia is pumping oil and giving it at the cheap to both India and China, which means where India and China would otherwise buy oil, guess what? It's available. Now, refining? Oh, we'll cut refinery to make sure that we don't have... Look, we are being conned. I want you to understand that. We're being conned. Matthew Dowd is correct. We need to work on our strengths. And the next thing we have to start doing is go after the corporations and not allow corporations to blame government for problems that they are creating. Absolutely so. Now, I love Eric because sometimes he brings up some things that remember my book, It's Worth It, How to Talk to Your Right-Wing Relatives, Friends, and Neighbors. To talk to them, you also have to listen to them, right? You listen first, you do more listening. And Eric comes out and he found something that he wants to refute. Richest 400 Americans pay 8% tax rate is what's reported in the liberal media. This is false, as they include unrealized investments. And it is a farce to include this. They even state this on the site, that it includes unrealized investments. Let's give an example here, folks, because I want to show you how enslaved the minds of many are, enslaved by what they were taught by people on the right, wanting to minimize their freedom and much more. For those who don't know what unrealized income is, let me explain. Let's say I own a stock, and that stock is worth $10. And let's say a lot of people started buying that stock on the stock market, and it's now worth $30. So on paper, let's say I had 100 shares. That means I had $100, and now the stock is worth $30. So now my $100 turned into $300. That's income, right? Because I've made money. But the way the crooked nature of America is, since most of the people who own stocks are wealthy, they control Congress and they are able to say, hey, wait, we can't call that income. That is unrealized income because it's just on paper. For it to be real, we will have to trade that stock and get cash for it, and then you can tax us. But what rich people do is they never have to trade the stock. What they do is they go ahead and they keep that stock appreciating as much as possible. And because they have an asset value equal to what that stock has appreciated to, they take out a loan with a bank that is then backed by that stock. So now I want to spend that $200 that I made. I don't go ahead and sell the stock and sell it. I go ahead and take out a loan. And there are two ways I do it. I either take out a loan backed by that stock that I never really intend to pay back, but I'll give the stock to the bank when I die or something. Or I take out an insurance policy by transferring ownership. There's a lot of these magical ways that the rich people do not to pay taxes on this thing, right? So this article comes out and it says, Oh, well, you know, unrealized income. How can you say they're only paying 8% taxes because you are also counting the income that they made on their appreciated stocks? I want to show you the slave mentality now. There are other forms of assets, right, that appreciate, mainly your home, right? So every year, I get a bill from the county. And the county says, your house has appreciated by 10%. So therefore, your tax bill goes up by 10%. I didn't sell my asset, my house, but every year I get taxed on the price, the value of my home, the appreciated value of my home. But who pays the appreciated value of their home? The common people. You see, that's a tax that affects everybody, right? We got to pay. We have assets too, but our assets aren't stock. It's homes, it's cars, it's those things. We pay property value, property taxes and all of those things. When they appreciate, we pay more. But when the stock prices appreciate for the rich stockholder, they pay nothing, niet. And if they want to use that money, there are instruments for them to use that money that's not called selling the stock, but using a bank as a leverage not to pay taxes on the stock that they own. You see, these are magical things. The problem is most Americans don't know these things. And when they don't know these things, they allow these rich people to have poor people fighting their battles to say, why tax if it's not unrealized? People, we got to stop being stupid. We got to stop being stupid, man. That's why we pay everything. That's why we pay everything, because we are even, you know, all of us in the aggregate are allowing those parasites on the top to continue being the parasites that they are. My name is Egberto Willis. This is Politics Done Right. I want you guys to listen to that piece that I just did at the end. It's important because it is amazing what an enslaved mentality would allow you to tolerate. Eric, I hope you have just listened to that I've just said. And if you don't quite believe it, research it. If you think it is okay for you to have to pay taxes on your appreciated value of your home, your asset, but that rich person that owns stock shouldn't be taxed on its appreciated value, it has proven once again the enslavement on one's mind. My name is Egberto Willis. This is Politics Done Right. And you guys know how I end this, baby. I am what? Out. We spend a lot of time deconstructing the news, trying to parse it into a form that everybody can understand. We try to find those little nitpicks where it flies above the fray, etc. If you really like these videos that we do, I want to ask a big favor. Please go ahead, number one, subscribe to our channel, and number two, please join if you can. Thank you so kindly for watching. Keep watching. Please remember to share. We must populate the entire internet with our progressive message, a message that we know is what most Americans say that they want. So help us, please join.